relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Some of the models suggest to Dr. Maslowski that there is a 75% chance that the entire North Polar ice cap during some of the summer months could be completely ice-free within the next 5 to 7 years.
Oh, no! No polar ice caps in 5 years' time. When did Al Gore say that? Oh, 12 years ago in 2009. So what's going on? Who are the real science deniers? Well, my friends, you know me. I'm a gun guy and a book guy. And there are some books that I just have by my bedside table that you just want to refer to all the time. The Good Book is one of them. For me, Sun Tzu's Art of War is another one, and one that I have been scribbling in for ages now. I wish I'd brought it in so I could get that one dedicated as well, is The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Climate, because it has everything you need to know. And I was reading it and reading it and said, wow, really? Wow. Underline, quote, going to use that. And then I thought, we need to get this guy on the show. And we did it, and he's here. And what's even better, he's got a new book. It's called Green Fraud, Why the Green New Deal is Even Worse Than You Think, by Mark Morano. Mark, welcome to America First.
Thank you, Sebastian. I'm so happy to be here. What an introduction. Thank you.
So let's continue the introduction. Let's do it a by-yourself version. Tell our listeners, our viewers, 3 million listeners, and then all the other video viewers, who you are first. What are your qualifications? What do you know about the climate?
Good question. My background is in political science, Bachelor of Arts from George Mason University, and that horrifies the climate activists. I have more credentials than Al Gore, but but all you need to evaluate global warming debate is a political science degree, because it's a chiefly political issue. It is not a scientific issue.
Hang on. That's not true. You're saying that you don't need to be qualified?
How dare you?
How dare you? She doesn't have a political science degree. She didn't even finish high school, did she?
Of course, being Greta Thunberg. No, so I'm not a scientist, but I do play one on TV occasionally. And that upsets them, too. I've got the chance to debate Bill Nye, the science guy, twice in prime time, once on John Stossel, and once on Piers Morgan on CNN.
Who, by the way, has zero, and I mean I have more client credentials than the science guy, who I think has a BA in engineering. That's his qualifications. This new book has amazing endorsements. Mark Levin, Brent Bozell, Sean Hannity, Rush, the great Rush Limbaugh. Wow, wow. Guys, you have to buy Green Fraud, but we're going to give you the primer here on America First. First things first, I was born in 1970, an excellent vintage. given my 50 years, I recall through the mists of time that the last half a century, or the last 60 years, has seen these calls of, what was it first? It was global warming. It was an ice age. No, ice age first, then global warming, then the ozone, then the killer bees. How much is what you are witnessing now with AOC, with the Green New Deal, just the repackaging of things we've heard again and again and again, which never were true?
It is a recycled of everything you just mentioned. You were born in 1970, which was the year of the first Earth Day. And the first Earth Day featured huge contingent of upcoming Ice Age alarmism and fears and terror. The real first scare that dealt with this, that the progressives latched onto, was Paul Ehrlich's overpopulation scare, the population bomb. And that was 1968.
The Malthusians, that we're just going to run out of food.
Yes. And he learned a lesson, though. I mean, not Al Gore didn't learn that lesson, but he taught the climate activists a lesson. He made a whole series of predictions, 5, 10, 15 years. He's still alive today. He's almost 90. He lived to see every one of his predictions, Paul Ehrlich, go belly up. England would be a blue steam. We would have mass famine. Oil would run out in 10 years. There was going to be resource scarcity. He was proposing things like forced sterilization agents, adding sterilization agents to your water. This was scary stuff. But what we find is
It's almost eugenics level.
It was absolutely directly. In fact, his contemporaries at the time said some of his proposals compared him to Nazi Germany's in terms of that. He also worked with John Holdren, who was later Obama's science czar. And they did a whole series of books and testimonies together where they laid out this whole sort of eugenics philosophy. In fact, John Holdren in the 1970s lamented that people should not be allowed to get in their car, drive to the supermarket, get a six-pack of beer and drive home. That was not Earth-friendly, that had to stop. And here we are, fast forward to today's headlines. They're talking about eliminating private car ownership. They're talking about making cars so expensive, giving us roving fleets of rental electric cars, in the words of Democrat candidate Andrew Yang when he's running for president. So nothing has changed. I devote a whole chapter in this book to the 1970s global cooling scare, and literally the CIA, the mainstream media, Time, Newsweek, scientists writing letters from academia to President Nixon warning of the Ice Age. Before fossil fuels caused global warming, fossil fuels caused global cooling. They were worried our aerosols were blocking the sun. So the solution, identical. It reads like the Green New Deal. I go point by point. Everything from sovereignty limiting treaties, wealth redistribution, limiting freedom. It sounds like a Green New Deal.
I don't want to steal our own thunder because we've got time, but how is it that in every instance, whether it is the population getting too much Malthusianism, whether it is the new ice age, whether it is global warming, whatever it is, the answer is always the same, Mark.
Yes.
Big government and less freedom for you. It's always the same.
Always. And more power for them. Yes. And that's really what it is. If you go back, the simplest way to explain every environmental scare since the overpopulation bomb of the late 1960s, every scare is literally the same solutions that no matter what the scare
is. Which is weird, because if it's a different threat, why would the solution be the same?
It's because the threat is laid out and hyped and promoted by people whose only worldview is of the progressive left, the administrative state control. When you go back to Woodrow Wilson's vision of the idea of unelected bureaucrats, essentially, and from the executive body ruling every aspect of your life. In other words, we're too stupid. How can we decide in the era of COVID whether to send our kids to school? How do we know whether we can leave the house? We're not experts. We haven't studied this. We don't have PhDs in public health. It's the same mentality here. This is the attitude of the Paul Ehrlichs, the John Holdrens, the Al Gore. We know what's best. We're going to make these regulations in every aspect of your life. So, you know, we'll get to the Green New Deal. But what happened then was essentially the solutions were the Green New Deal with bell bottoms in the 1970s. That's what we had. It was really virtually no difference.
Okay, let's talk about the vaunted UN study, the climate study, and that there's a consensus, 48 yes. million scientists, 112% of them agree. Mark, I'm not a scientist. I've got a PhD in political science, but I'm not an empirical scientist. But I know enough that science isn't a question of consensus. You don't vote as to whether gravity exists or not. That's not the scientific method. So talk to us about this consensus on climate change.
Well, first of all, I used to work in the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee under Jim Inhofe when he was the chairman of that committee. This was during Obama's first term and the end of the Bush administration. And we had those same claims. These claims have been around. We trace them back to early 1990s. Al Gore's first book was Earth in the Balance, 1992 it came out. And he was literally talking about all scientists agreeing then, before we even had any semblance of a debate. What they've done is they claim this number of 97%, so there's no one who supports climate action has to know a darn thing about the science. All you have to do is say, oh, scientists agree. If you're dealing with toothpaste, are you going to use the toothpaste that 4 out of 5 dentists recommend, the other brand? You're going to use the one the 4 out of 5 dentists use. That's what they're doing. It's an intimidation tactic. Now, in the book, we go through, and the first book you mentioned, Politically Incorrect, and in Green Fraud, I explained that not only is 97% complete fallacy.
It's not true.
It's not even close to being true.
And they're not even scientists. The majority of them are not. That vaunted U.S. paper
is written by hacks. It includes sociologists, anthropologists, economists, everyone from the United Nations.
Policy experts.
But what they did is, one of the UN lead authors looked at one of the studies, and he said it was a study, and he said it literally was the 97% was pulled from thin air. Nothing in this study supports that claim. This is a UN scientist. Other study came out. It was 90. They claimed a 97% consensus. It turned out it was 77 anonymous scientists based on that. They based that on, we don't know the scientist's name, what university they work for. All they did was answer a 2-question survey: can humans contribute to warming? Is the Earth warming? And the scientists, 75 out of 77, said yes. This is a completely made up. By the way, Al Gore on CNN recently upped it to 99%. So somehow it gained 2% with no explanation.
Magic. Well, I mean, from the man who invented the internet, we've got to trust him, right, Al Gore? He is the founder of ClimateDepot.com. Check it out right now, ClimateDepot.com. It's a brand new book. Is it? I think it is.
Yes.
It's from my publishers. We love it. Regnery. It's Green Fraud. Why the Green New Deal is even worse than you think. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting across the nation, live streaming on Rumble, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Stay on this channel. Relief Factor. Are you in daily pain? Have you tried everything else only to fail to find relief? Then you've got to try the incredible Relief Factor from Pete and Seth Talbot, the incredible father and son team who are on a mission to help everyone who is suffering today. Tens of thousands of Americans are getting daily relief, me included. People like Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words. Find out for yourself. There's only one way, but it's super easy. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. Call 800-500-8384. You deserve to know if you could be the next success story like Reggie. What are you waiting for? Do it now. 800-500-8384. relieffactor.com.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
How dare you?
Yes, we dare. Sorry, Greta, that's what we're going to do, because we believe in the truth and we believe in America and supporting great patriots like Mike Lindell. 25 corporations trying to cancel his MyPillow products because he's a conservative. Are you supporting him? Send a message to the fascists of the cancel culture left. Order directly from his website, Mike, because you're listening to my show. He's going to give you up to 66% off if you use my name. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, as well as over 100 other products. Go there right now. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. You can call them at 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. We are talking about the new book, Green Fraud, with its author, Mark Morano. You know, there are swindlers that you can be impressed with. The guy who sold, you know, a bridge in London to somebody in Connecticut, or whatever, you know, whatever the great swindlers are, or Houdini, okay, or magicians. But the greatest hoax ever perpetrated, the greatest hoax, I believe, and I want you to unpack this, comes from the green activists' targeting of carbon. And you have a quote in this book from an MIT climate scientist called Richard Lindzel, yeah, who's revealed the real agenda. And this is his words. Quote, controlling carbon
is a bureaucrat's dream, because if you control carbon, you control life. Now, let me, as a layman, tell you how I look at this. We are a carbon-based life form. We cannot exist without carbon, and we cannot exist without oxygen. Where does the oxygen come from? It comes from the CO2 that is processed through the plant matter on this planet. It is the fuel. CO2, carbon dioxide, is the fuel for life. And I am just impressed that the left, the AOCs of the world, the Al Gores, have managed to take what is the essence of life and recategorize it as a pollutant. And so many people believe, Mark. Am I missing something?
No, you're not. And that's a great quote by Richard Lindzen, because it really encapsulates what this is all about. Humans, we inhale oxygen, we exhale carbon dioxide. During President Obama's administration, his EPA, for the first time in human history, defined what humans exhale from their mouth, carbon dioxide, as a pollutant, and therefore started regulating it under the Clean Air Act, which was never intended to do that. How, imagine that, a big government program that got redefined and used for whatever they wanted without new legislation. So that's what's happened. And the same quote, I opened the book actually with another quote from Richard Lindzen talking about it's hard to imagine anything better than a trace gas in the atmosphere to control human behavior. Well, unfortunately, and I'll talk about that later, but with the viral fears that they've done with COVID, they may have latched on to something even more effective. But now climate is merging with COVID. But essentially, carbon dioxide, trace essential gas in the atmosphere, we are in a CO2 famine. When I was in the United States Senate, we had a Princeton physicist, 200 peer-reviewed studies, considered the foremost expert, Dr. Will Happer, later worked for the Trump administration, said that carbon dioxide, geologically speaking, the Earth is at one of the lowest levels. In other words, we're in the 10% lowest levels of Earth's history with CO2. We're also in the 10% coldest period of Earth's history. 90% of Earth's geologic history has been too warm for ice at either pole. So if you start looking at the big picture, you realize not only is carbon dioxide not the control knob, that we're actually historically low. This whole thing, to put it mildly, is much ado about nothing, the entire climate agenda. It's not about controlling the climate. It's about controlling humans.
Okay, let's address what they always say is the issue, the man-made change in the climate, that we, through our activities, our V8 engines, our barbecues, our farting cows on our farms, we are raising the temperature. Talk to us about what the truth is about man-made impact on the temperature of the planet, say in comparison to something like that big yellow fireball in the sky.
Well, I opened the book, and the chapter I have on science in here, I quote a UK scientist who probably said it best. The Earth is quite literally governed by hundreds of factors, the Earth's climate. So everything from tilt of the Earth's axis to ocean cycles to volcanoes to water vapor to methane to cloud feedback and, of course, the sun, as well as carbon dioxide, as well as other greenhouse gases. But for them to say we're going to pick out one politically selected factor, carbon dioxide, what humans exhale from our mouth, and we're going to regulate that, and we're going to keep the Earth's temperature to 1.5 or 2 degrees Celsius, is nonsense. The media and the United Nations climate will try to tell you that, you know, more than 50% of the warming since 1950 is due to humans. You say, well, where's the, let me see the studies on that. It's all model-based, which are literally whatever you want to make a model, you can tune it.
Whatever you put in impacts the output.
Yeah, and they don't account for half the variability in nature. This is according to UN's own lead scientist. But most interesting about this claim that more than half of the warming since 1950, interesting they pick 1950, is it's simply in the United Nations a show of hands. It's, quote, expert judgment. And this is actually reported in the bowels of the Associated Press and other news organizations. This is not a paper. It's not a statistical formula. It's a bunch of handpicked experts. In other words, the United Nations handpicked scientists who will toe the line and do a campaign cause and suppress any dissent. And these scientists raise their hands and say, yeah, we believe it's more than 50%. And that becomes the science. The same way a mid-level bureaucrat at CDC can issue an opposite COVID directive, and that becomes the science. And you can't question it or you'll be deplatformed.
My good friend James Dellingpole wrote a book, and I think he coined the phrase watermelons. This is not greener. It is a watermelon. It has a green veneer, a rind of environmentalism, but inside it is deep, deep red socialism. Your reaction?
Absolutely. There's a reason why Richard Lindzen said this, why after the fall of the Berlin Wall, much of the left, especially in Europe, gravitated toward environmentalism. Mikhail Gorbachev started a global green group right after that. I went to Czech Republic to interview Václav Klaus, the former Czech president who grew up under communism. He says the greatest threat we face since the collapse of communism is now what he calls ambitious environmentalism. He calls it masterminding from above. In other words, the new Marxism today is net zero. The new Marxism today is everyone worried about carbon footprints and regulating every aspect of our lives to meet some virtue signaling goal. In other words, your thermostats in Texas, they're finding out the smart meters are keeping your house hot in the summer and cold in the winter. They're overriding the people's wishes. Your appliances have been detuned due to the EPA's...
Your car engines?
Energy start. The war on the internal combustion engine is continuing. And they're going to, there's nothing wrong with an electric car, but it should be offered as a choice.
But hang
not
on a second,
not
hang
be
a second.
Forced on it to you.
And how do you charge an electric car?
Exactly. That's
how?
A whole,
the pixies? The pixies?
You can call them coal cars or fracking cars, natural gas cars. It's the silliest thing. And AOC, they all act like, you know, people are like, well, we don't need coal and oil now that we have electricity. What do you think makes up? What do you think powers the electric grid?
And if you were serious about the environment, Mark, wouldn't you say, for the sake of the environment, nuclear energy is the cleanest?
Yes.
Utterly the cleanest.
It's absolutely. In fact, you could, if you actually were worried about global warming, you would blame Jane Fonda in the China Syndrome film. They're the cause for global warming because they scared the public and policymakers into never allowing new nuclear power plants.
And look up how much of their electricity comes from nuclear plants in, France. Just check it out. He is the founder of Climate Depot. Follow him at Climate Depot. The book is Green Fraud. What? Oh, she looks so alien with that green hue. Why the Green New Deal is even worse than you think. Get the facts. Educate somebody around you who has no idea that when you plug the Prius into the wall, where the electricity comes from. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
The truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty, America First.
She's still angry, she's finished school, but she's not letting up. Here's Greta, cut two.
The best odds given by the IPCC, the world had 420 gigatons of CO2 left to emit back on January 1st, 2018. Today, that figure is already down to less than 350 gigatons. How dare you pretend that this can be solved with just business as usual and some technical solutions? With today's emissions levels, that remaining CO2 budget will be entirely gone within less than 8.5 years.
I just love the way she says gigatons.
How dare you?
We talked to Mark Morano, the author of Green Fraud. You had a fascinating empirical observation to make about pollution and about use of energy. Please.
Yeah, in the book, I show that in 1915, 80%+ of global energy came from fossil fuels.
80%.
Fast forward 100 years, 80%+ of global energy comes from fossil fuels. In the United States, solar and wind combined, from the latest figures available, make up less than 4% of our energy production. So AOC,
but that's going to save us, Mark.
That's going to somehow save us. AOC, the Green New Deal, want to turn that 4% some magical number to have, you know, net zero carbon emissions, carbon dioxide emissions. It's complete fantasy. So I have a whole chapter. You know, don't believe me. I have a whole section on Michael Moore and his film going after the whole green agenda. And he talks about Al Gore and Richard Branson and all these others being profiteers, not profit. But they actually ask Richard Branson, is Al Gore a prophet? And he said, he depends on how you spell it.
Oh, my gosh.
And this
gosh.
Is what Michael Moore featured. Michael Moore went after the whole green energy scam.
Mark, let me ask you the real moral issue that I think is the most galling of all that nobody touches upon. They want to preach no internal combustion engine, no mammalian protein ingesting. They want to say no plastics from fossil fuels or from the oil industry. What would happen if that were true to Africa? What would happen to those nations that haven't benefited as we have fully from the Industrial Revolution, the latest technology? What would you condemn the African continent to if we actually obeyed AOC and Greta?
Well, this is where it gets really dark in terms of just what they're doing. It's a, what Patrick Moore, the co-founder of Greenpeace, now calls it's an anti-human agenda. We have about 1 billion people in the world without running water and electricity at a subsistence level of living. Now, first off, you want to make the point, wealth and prosperity are the best thing you could ever do for the environment. We clean it up. You have time to care about it. You have the best technology. You can reduce pollution. You can have better logging techniques. You can reforest. You can do every save species, etc. Poor nations where people are at a subsistence level destroy the environment, slash and burn agriculture. They use waterways for sewage. They burn dung. They breathe in all that. They have horrible indoor air pollution. And this is, you know, we show this over and over. So what happens is even during the Obama administration, they directed the World Bank not to give coal-fired power plants projects in places like Africa and Asia. So they're keeping people down. It's a form, a new form, in sinister form of colonialism, where white wealthy environmentalists tell the developing world, people predominantly of color, that they can't develop the way we have.
So you're keeping people in the Stone Age. When you say plastics are bad, most Africans would not be able to transport water. They would die of thirst because they use plastic jugs. They wouldn't be able to use them.
They wouldn't be able to use a lot. I mean, that's the other thing. You had the Greta clip there. There was a great analysis in the book. If Greta had a fossil-free world, modern Sweden and her whole existence wouldn't even be able to exist. Right. She did this whole big stunt where she tried to fly across. She didn't want to fly, so she took a polycarbon yacht across, which was made from petroleum, was made from all. So it's just the silliest virtue signal you could ever imagine. Well, her crew ended up, flying back. Right. She had like 3 crew members fly back, and it was the silliest thing, but the media reported it as though she was, you know, Miss Virtuous and really doing her part. But this is a thing. I interviewed a South African development activist, and he said, until London, Paris, Washington, D.C. are willing to level themselves, return to swamps, wetlands, and jungle, we have no business denying life-saving technological development, fossil fuels, to the developing world. Fossil fuels, one of the greatest liberators of mankind in the history of our planet. It is now being demonized, and we are now essentially crushing our economy. The Green New Deal is nothing more than the degrowth movement from the 1970s, the Club of Rome, in action, called planned recessions to fight global warming. What is the Green New Deal but a planned recession?
It is an anti-prosperity gospel. It is a cult. It is a religion that would damn minorities across the globe to what? To staying in Stone Age conditions because they're not allowed to prosper from the things that have been so incredible to development in the Western world. We're talking to the author of The Green Fraud, Mark Morano. Follow him at Climate Depot. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Making sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
They're serious. They want to come after your cheeseburgers. That's the crazy left. It's here. And if it's not the Russian hackers shutting down the gas supply, who knows what the next target will be? Could it be our food supply? Do what I do. Be prepared. Your responsibility above all else is to provide for your family. Could you imagine if there was an interruption, a hack in our food supply? There's only 3 days of stores at the local grocery. What happens if the shelves are empty? Do what I do. I've gone with our good buddies at My Patriot Supply with their 1 month long-term storage food, which lasts for 25 years. Get $50 off when you use my link, and you will always be able to feed your family. Don't be caught out. Be prepared. Go to preparewithgorka.com. Get $50 off your first month of supply and do what I do. I bought multiple months worth. It lasts for 25 years. I just had the mac and cheese for breakfast 3 days ago. Absolutely delicious. I just wanted to try it out. Go there right now. Preparewithgorka.com. Be the person who is always ready to provide. Preparewithgorka.com. We're talking to Mark Morano. He is the person behind climatedepot.com. Bookmark it right now and order the Green Fraud book, which has just been released. Mark, I have to talk about
wokeism, COVID, yes. how that all fits in. But you wanted to say something about the Trump administration and energy independence.
Well, one of the most shocking things about the Biden's agenda and what's happened with the Green New Deal is they're now implementing it through they're doing it through the administration. They don't need no stinking vote of Congress. This is the Chinification of America. It's all executive branch implementation. But under President Trump, by 2019, America was the world's largest oil and gas producer. We were
a net exporter.
A net exporter. We were for the first time since Harry S. Truman was president, 1952, more energy exports than imports, more energy, less energy consumption than production. So more production than consumption. We were not only energy independent, we were energy dominant.
Yeah.
And in the book, I quote Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a climate activist who says that most of America's wars have been fought over access to oil and energy. Great. If that's the case, how is Donald Trump's presidency not the greatest anti-war? Every single lefty progressive who protested every war since the Korean or Vietnam War should have been hailing it. Instead, the progressives take over and they are dismantling everything we accomplish. If you don't want to have endless wars in the Middle East, you pursue the policy of energy dominance. We are now going to have to go back to getting energy from the Middle East, Venezuela. Russia is going to benefit. China is going to benefit the most because our mandates for solar, wind, and electric car batteries are going to mean Congo, Chinese mining in Congo for cobalt, other rare earth minerals with child slave labor, horrible human rights conditions. We are just, if we wanted to destroy America, this is the plan, this climate agenda.
Talk to us how the politics of fear has now transmogrified, how the obeisance, the genuflection in front of the so-called experts ties in also to what we've witnessed in the last year with COVID.
You're referring to the wokeness at this point. Yes. I have a whole chapter on how identity politics has invaded it. Al Gore's film came out 15 years ago. Al Gore, to his credit, I guess, actually talked about polar bears and sea level. By the way, polar bears are disappearing, but they're disappearing from Al Gore's books and movies. He didn't mention them in a sequel because there's now record numbers. More than they've ever counted of polar bears. It's gone as an icon. You don't hear anyone worldwide. You don't hear about polar bears anymore. They can't explain the numbers have gone through the roof. But anyway, at least to his credit, Gore actually talked about traditional scientific climate metrics of climate, sea level rise and temperature. But now you fast forward, we are talking literally about climate change is going to cause an increase in airline turbulence, increase in rapes, vehicle thefts, barroom brawls. These are United Nations lead authors writing these studies. I'm not making this stuff up. And beyond that, the solutions now used to be carbon taxes, cap and trade, maybe a UN treaty. Now the solutions are not just defunding the police, but now no Green New Deal without abolishing the police, canceling pet ownership, canceling kids. There's a whole war on kids. Bill Nye has gotten involved. They want to have huge taxes on people having kids. So the whole debate has shifted. But the most shocking change is lead NASA scientists, Kate Marvel and other scientists from their temperature atmospheric divisions, are now saying the chief cause of climate change is white supremacy. And we cannot fight climate change until we deal with the root cause of white supremacy. Al Gore is now all in on this, and he's going to be training his little climate disciples in the woke principles of, against white supremacy and identity politics.
Sorry for the dumb question. What does white supremacy got to do with the weather?
Well, it's the same reason that America, you can't celebrate 4th of July. The whole Industrial Revolution occurred with our prosperity and economic growth with our white leaders, essentially. In other words, America was founded
because white men invented so much that made civilized world. That's the problem.
America was founded on white supremacists, and America oversaw this great Industrial Revolution, prosperity, and therefore the fruits of that are inequity and racism. And until we redefine all that, remember, you played Greta Thunberg, her chief advisor is George Monbiot, a UK environmentalist, writes for the UK Guardian. He said we had to go right to the heart of capitalism and overthrow it. So this is their agenda. They don't like the fruits of America, and they don't like the non-equitable, what they don't consider equity. So they bastardized the science. These are NASA scientists. These are supposed to be dispassionate scientists in charge of our temperature data and climate data. Instead, they've gone full activism. And this is where we are.
What are the I traveled recently on United, and every time I wanted to watch something, this pathetic pandering video from the CEO of United came up on the screen. He's trying to look cool, like some kid from Palo Alto, in his black long sleeve t-shirt, and he says, "And we're going to do it by 2050. United is going to be
carbon neutral.
Yeah.
These are bloody jet planes. I mean, what is he talking about?
He's just talking about accounting tricks. In other words, you know, you're gonna buy offsets here and do that. This is this whole net zero. It's utter nonsense. And there's a huge industry of people waiting to cash in on this. This is, you know, when I was in the U.S. working in the Senate, we had people from Europe come over and say, we're going to be selling offsets to all these trees and we're not going to allow these. And I'm like, what you're doing is essentially racist. They were trying to hold off land in Africa that you couldn't develop, save trees in poor countries so that white, wealthy Westerners could do what they wanted and you buy offsets.
So Africans can't make money.
They can't.
So white people can feel good in Boston.
Well, that's okay, because Al Gore at a Bill Gates funded event told Bill Gates that Africa is projected to have more people than China and India combined, and he recommended, quote, ubiquitous fertility management in Africa. Now think about that.
I think Mao had a way of doing fertility management.
Well, imagine if Donald Trump had said there's too many Africans and we need to reduce their numbers.
Shocking.
Could he have gotten away with that?
At the end of the day, they're just bigots. They're racist. It is a cult. The book is Green Fraud. The author is Mark Morano. Follow him at Climate Depot and climatedepot.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Yeah, we're talking climate, but what about you? Are you the healthiest you can be? Do what I do every single day. Take Balance of Nature from Dr. Douglas Howard. It provides me with 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables that, honestly, guys, I probably wouldn't eat half of them anyway, because kale is evil, and really, who likes spinach? Who likes spinach? Honestly. But you need these nutrients if you're going to be healthy. Do what I do. Take the 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables every single day. If you use my name, you're going to get free shipping and 35% off your first preferred order. Don't wait any longer. It's literally health in your hand. Be the healthiest you can be. Call 800-246-8751. And Dr. Howard's going to give you that massive discount if you use my name. balanceofnature.com/promo code GORKA. That's balanceofnature.com, code GORKA.
People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
That lady needs help. Let me quote Rush Limbaugh from the back of this great new book, Green Fraud. Morano is probably single-handedly, in a civilian sense, the guy, other than me, of course, doing a better job of ringing the bells, alarming people of what's going on here. Great, great, great endorsement from the great Rush Limbaugh. God rest his soul. Mark, we're trying to come out of COVID lockdowns. Talk to us in the last couple of minutes about climate lockdowns.
Well, what's happened here is the climate activists were in horror and jealous when this first happened, when the COVID lockdowns happened, which, by the way, we followed lemmings, communist
yes.
China, propaganda from the WHO, number one donors, Bill Gates, and their mouthpiece for China. They were horrified, and then they decided to jump on the bandwagon, and everyone from John Kerry, UN officials, to Greta Thunberg, to Al Gore, all started praising the lockdown, saying, if we can lock down for a virus, we can lock down for the climate. This is what they'd been proposing all these years. Degrowth, planned recessions, limits on travel, getting
hang
rid
on,
of...
Hang on. If we put everybody in prison...
Yes.
And there was no electricity and you got one candle a month, wouldn't that be the best?
Yeah, in fact, it's funny you should say that, Sebastian. In 2016, the New York Times had an article about how lowering crime increases global warming, because prisoners have the lowest carbon footprint possible. When they're released, their carbon footprint goes up. Now, keep in mind, they say global warming causes more crime, but lowering crime causes more global warming. But it gives you an idea, the New York Times, why they like lockdowns. If we're all essentially locked in our homes in a prison system, we have very low carbon footprints. This is why the climate activists like it. Now, a report called Absolute Zero from UK universities came out recommending a climate lockdown. International Energy Agency released a report calling for climate lockdowns, restrictions on movement, banning cars. A professor with a Bill Gates, Soros-funded professor with all this corporate funding came out and did the same exact thing, warned of ultimatum. We're facing climate lockdowns. They want to move into a climate lockdown situation, and they're surprised. The UK House of Commons speaker actually said he was amazed at how compliant the public was with the COVID lockdowns, and now is the time to strike to continue this on. And we face a very serious issue with it.
It's frightening. It has nothing to do with the environment, my friends. This is just communism. This is just fascism. This is just authoritarianism under another thin veneer. AOC is a proud socialist, was elected as a Democrat socialist, by the way. That should tell you everything we need to know. Fight back with the truth, with the knowledge. Educate yourselves with this book, Green Fraud, from Mark Morano. Follow him, climatedepot.com, also on Twitter, at climatedepot. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Keep your head on a swivel, watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.